Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you, everybody, for being here today for me, and I appreciate your support. I am Camille. I am an alcoholic. I am a food addict, and I am a debtor. I have worked these steps according to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I have been transformed through this process, and I've made all my amends, and I'm living in steps 10, 11, and 12. Every day.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Hi. And so, talking about step 10, where we continue to take personal inventory and promptly apologize when we make any mistakes. This step is something that I do every day. And I do it every day because it's required, it's a practice. And as I do this step every day I reap the benefits of this, doing this work every day. My program is strengthened, my recovery is strengthened, and everything is improved and protected because I do this daily contact and daily sharing. I have to watch myself every day, what I say, what I do, how I say it, how I do it. And it has instilled in me a deep love for this program and for the work that I'm doing, and also a deeper love for my higher power, whose vision I have to emanate or try and do every day. I have a new lifestyle, and I have a new character, which is something that probably would have never happened for me if I had not turned to this way of life and practiced these principles in all my affairs. So this step starts us out by saying this thought brings us to step 10, which suggests we continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along. So when I was reading that, I said, you know, what thought is that, you know? But if you have done your step number 9, you know that they say that all those promises that are in there will materialize if we work for them. And so that's the thought that we're going to carry through this step 10. You know, things are going to get better. And this step 10 is just so, when I look at it, all I see is beauty in it, because I see a whole bunch of promises. And, you know, when Bill Wilson writes these promises, they're like words of encouragement. They're words that make you want to feel like doing this work. And also when I look at this work, I see a whole bunch of things that remind me of the program itself, you know, that I'm working this program. It gives me specific directions. And when I look at that word that says continue to take personal inventory, this word is written over and over and over in these few little paragraphs that we have just read. And the beauty of it is that he just tells us in different ways. Like, he'll tell us to continue to take personal inventory, continue to set right any new mistakes that we have done as we go along, or as we commence, or we cleaned up our past. Our next function is, this will continue for a lifetime, and we need to continue to watch when anything crops up. So over and over again, he's telling us, we have got to do this work. And it's up to me to watch, to take care of every situation as they crop up, because that's the direction that's given to us here in this step. So new mistakes. It doesn't talk about the mistakes that we've done in the past. It talks about anything new that pops up. So whatever it is, you know, any type of slight resentment, any type of irritation, that's something new for that day. That's what we take care of. We're not taking care of old things, but when we make an amends, we make it right away because it says so right here. And if we make any new mistakes, we promptly, we apologize, okay? So it says, we vigorously commence this way of living as we have cleaned up the past. We've already done that. We've already done that in step four. So we're talking about new stuff. We have entered the world of the Spirit. And that's what's happening to us now, the way we think, the way we process life. Everything is a new adventure for us every day. And we are entering the world of the Spirit, because that wasn't like me at all before. I had no idea what I was doing. I was stepping on people's toes. I was not trying to be a nice person. I didn't know how. And it says our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. I had a pause there because what is it that I'm understanding? I am learning about my disease of alcoholism, and I definitely have got to understand that if I don't take care of that, I'm not going to be happy, joyous, and free. I am going to be living in the bedevilments just like I was, you know, way back when I first started this program. So I need to understand that I am an alcoholic. And that I have these strange mental twists about me when I'm thinking about, you know, my problems. And I do inappropriate things if I don't take care of this. So I have to understand that right now my goal is to be happy, joyous, and free. And if I'm in the bedevilments, if I'm in sadness, if I'm in anger, I'm definitely not working my way towards happy, joyous, and free. And effectiveness, it says, to grow in understanding and effectiveness. Well, one of the things that this book says about effectiveness, it says that we live in deep, effective spiritual experiences. That's what we're working on now. They have to be deep and they have to be effective because our whole new attitude and our whole new way of life is changing, is becoming better and better. And that's what I've always wanted for myself. I've always wanted to be a better person. So here I am, working on myself. You know, I used to work on you. I used to look at you and look at your character defects. But here's the opportunity, and here's what I'm being taught, to work on me. The fingers are all pointing towards me. There are no fingers pointing out there at you. And then it says, continue. Oh, this is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime. So we did all that beautiful step work, and it was difficult, and it took a long time. But that's not it. You know, that's not the whole of it. If we don't continue, we'll be right back to where we started from, because we need to continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, and they're going to, we know that. This is a warning. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them, and that's a little prayer. And that's so easy to say. But if you're not watching yourself, if you're not taking care of you, you're not going to know that these crop up, because sometimes they're so subtle. Like a little disagreement could be so subtle, or a little irritation could be so subtle, that if you're not watching yourself like a hawk every day, these things are just going to slip by, and they're going to get deeper and worse and worse. So right away, you know, this is the opportunity to take care of it just right off the top. Don't wait for anything to get deep, and don't wait for anything to get really bad. We discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly. Quickly. It's so easy to make an amends when it's right then and there in front of your face. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I didn't mean that. We could apologize so easy now. But if we let it go and we wait 13, 14, 15, 20 years to say we're sorry, that resentment's going to be there. We're not going to change. So this is something that we've got to do daily, and we've got to do it effectively, and we got to do it immediately, especially if we have harmed anyone, if we've caused any harm. Hey, let's go ahead and make amends, because that's not the person I want to be anymore. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we could help. And it doesn't have to be an alcoholic. Someone is someone, is anyone. And then it reminds us again that love and tolerance is our code. And it's so important to remember those words, because Bill Wilson keeps on repeating them over and over again. Love and tolerance is our code. We love each other. We tolerate each other. And we have ceased fighting anyone or anything, even alcohol. That means so much to me today, because I don't have to get into the middle of anything anymore. And then I don't have to stop and think about alcohol and worry about that anymore. Because by this time, sanity would have returned. And you know what sanity is? It is our right mind. We're thinking straight. We're thinking better. We're doing the next right thing every chance we get. And we will seldom be interested in liquor. It's not in our thought life or in our thought processes anymore. And if it does happen that we get tempted, we stop. There's something in us that tells us, ooh, that's not for me, you know. I get that with my food, you know. Sometimes I have to stop and I say, ooh, that food is not for me, because I am a food addict. And I know what my body's going to go through and what's going to happen to me if I do. So I have to stop, recoil from that food or alcohol or liquor or deading, and react sanely and normally. And this has happened automatically. That means I don't have to think about it. I don't have to do it. It just happens. I just say, that's not for me. And we will see that our new attitude towards liquor has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. It's automatic. It just comes. Because we're working on this thing every day. We can't stop. We cannot stop. It says, it just comes. That's the miracle of it, and that is a miracle. When we don't have to no longer think about sugar, flour, or wheat, or alcohol, or debting and spending, that is a miracle. We're not fighting it, neither are we avoiding temptation. We feel as though we have been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. And that is so true. To feel safe and protected, because we know that we're not relying on our finite selves. We're now relying on the goodness of our Father, who's infinite and always there with us. We have not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. Whatever problem it is, it has been removed. If you're working towards it, it does not exist for us. We are neither cocky nor are we afraid. And so what is cocky? You know, boasting. We're not boasting. Oh, I'm not afraid of that stuff anymore. I don't touch. You know, we're not afraid. Oh, I got to stay away from that. No, we don't need to do any of that, because we, in our defenselessness, our safety lies. We no longer have to defend those things, because we're now in a safety zone. We're being protected and we're depending and relying upon our higher power. This is our experience. This is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. So what's our fit spiritual condition? Doing this work every day. And, you know, it may seem like it's a lot of trouble to do this 10-step every day. But when I look at my rewards, where my recovery is being strengthened, it's improved, and I'm feeling protected every day, it's worth it. It's worth every bit of time that I put towards my self-improvement, because my self-improvement is going to benefit you in the long run. And it's easy to let up on our spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. It's so easy for me to say, look, I don't have to do this tonight. I'm coming in late, and I don't want to do a 10th step. But guess what? I do it, because I don't want to go back to the way I was. And I know that it's so subtle. This disease is so subtle that even my being tired or being lazy could be one of the reasons why I might go back to where I was. We are headed for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. We're not cured of alcoholism. I'm not cured of food addiction. I'm not cured of alcoholism. I'm not cured of debting and spending. What I have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. And that means that every day I've got to do this. I'm worth it. You know, I'm getting better and better every day, so I'm definitely worth it. Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all our activities. It's so beautiful to be happy. It's so beautiful to see other people happy and to share that with other people. And to me, that is carrying God's will into others, because he wants me to be happy. He wants me to be joyous. He wants me to be free. And I can't be that if I'm imprisoning myself, or imprisoning other people, taking in hostages, or dragging people along with my sadness and my misery and my pity pot, like I used to do. Yeah, I had a big old pity pot, and I love inviting people in to come and sit down with me for a couple of hours or years or months. I had that. And now the door is closed. The prison door is closed. I don't want to go in there, and I don't want to take any hostages. So how best can I serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. We learned that in step 3, and that was so beautiful. You know, it's just, at first when you do that step 3, you may not understand all that, and that's okay. I didn't understand that. I rebelled against step 3 like you would not believe. I didn't want to build my life and do all that kind of stuff, but I just didn't. But now I do. I do want to, and it takes a while to understand that these activities, these actions have got to come from you, from your heart. You're the one that's building a new life, a new lifestyle, a new character, and in the long run, you're going to want to do it. And if you don't, hey, you're going to stay sick and miserable, and that's not happiness. These are the thoughts which must go through with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line as all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. I didn't know how to use the willpower, and I was against it. I didn't want to be for God's will, or for me to turn my will over to God. I didn't want that. But now that I've been through these steps and I'm working on them daily, I do want to do that. I do want to be happy, joyous, and free, and that's what makes me feel happy, joyous, and free. So much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from Him who has all knowledge and power. And that's what he's giving me. If we have carefully followed directions, that's a warning. We have to carefully follow these directions. We have begun to sense the flow of his spirit into us. And to some extent, we have become God conscious. We are now God conscious. If we're doing this every day, we are being God conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. When I'm watching myself like a hawk, that is the sixth sense. I am taking care of what I need to do to be a better person. But we must go further, and that means more action. So there's more to continue. We don't stop there. We don't rest on our laurels. We're now depending and relying on God. We're watching ourselves, and we're doing what we need to do to make this practice rewarding for us, and it is. So if you're reading, keep reading with intent. If you're writing, just keep on writing till you just don't want to write anymore. But it'll be worth it at the end, and I thank you all very much.
Thank you.